哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。
Hallelujah, thanks for the Lord's guidance.
今天开始我们学习尼希米记。
And start from today, we will study the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记跟以斯拉记在犹太人的圣经是同一卷。
In the Jewish Bible, that Nehemiah and Ezra is in the same book.
分为以斯拉上记和以斯拉的下卷。
And it was called First Ezra and Second Ezra.
那以斯拉上卷呢，就是重建圣殿的事情。
First Ezra talks about the rebuilding of the temple.
以斯拉下卷呢，就是重修墙垣的事情。
Second Ezra talks about rebuilding the city wall.
那这两件工程啊，可以说是以色列以犹太人呢，他们在历史上非常重大的事情。
These two events are very important in the Jewish history.
因为亡国之后七十年，按照神的应许，能够回国重建圣殿。
Because according to God's promise that they spent 7 years in exile and they now they should come back to rebuild the temple.
并且来恢复他们的拜神的生活。
And to restore their worship.
那之后就是尼希米又带领一批人回国来重修墙垣。
And Nehemiah brought another group of people to rebuild the city wall.
因为圣殿重建之后，墙垣还没有修复。
Because after the temple was rebuilt, the city wall was not finished.
所以耶路撒冷的百姓犹太人没有办法过正常的生活以及侍奉神的生活。
So the people in the city cannot live a normal life.
所以尼希米就回国来重修墙垣。
So Nehemiah came back to the country to rebuild the wall.
这个两件大事可以说是在犹太人的历史上是非常重要的。
These two events were very important in Jewish history.
同时他也预表的幕后真教会复兴的这件属灵的意义。
And it's also a type of prefiguration for the future true church to be established and restored.
好，那我们学习了以斯拉记，我们会对这方面已经有较完整的认识。
Now we have studied Ezra and we have a quite clear background about the whole book.
好，那以斯拉记这个重建圣殿是教会的复兴。
Ezra rebuilding the temple means that the restoration of the faith in church.
那这个尼希米记是重修墙垣。
Nehemiah is rebuilding the city wall.
那这个重修墙垣在属灵的意义上有包括三方面。
And it has three spiritual meanings.
第一就是建立信心的生活。
That is to build a life of faith.
我们参考一下启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
21章。
21.
启示录21章。
Revelation 21.
启示录21章，第十节。
Verse 10.
这里约翰被圣灵感动，天使带他到一座高大的山。
And John was moved by the Spirit, and he was carried to a mountain, very high.
将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示给他。
And he was showed the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
这里说城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
It shone with glory of God. Its brilliance was like a very precious jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal.
那十二节说有高大的墙。
Verse 12 said it had a great high wall.
有十二个门
with 12 gates
门上有十二位天使
and with 12 angels at the gates
那么门上又写的是以色列十二个支派的名字
on the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel
从这里让我们看到这个耶路撒冷啊有高大的墙
this tells us that the Jerusalem has a great and high wall
那有十二个门门上有天使
Has 12 walls and on the 12 gates and at the gate there was angels.
好，那又写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
And on it were written the 12 tribes of Israel.
从这节圣经让我们知道。
From this we know.
这个高大的墙是做什么
？What's the meaning and use the purpose of this great wall?
天使在十二个门上做什么
？What are the angels doing on the wall on the gates?
就是要保护。以色列十二个支派
is to protect the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以这个高大的墙是一种最安全的保障。
So a great and high wall is the best means of protection.
所以这个城墙在当时的时代是一个城内这些百姓很好的安全的保障。
Back in the ancient time, that a city wall is so important for the safety of the people living in the city.
今天我们教会就是从天降下来新耶路撒冷。
Today our church is a city from heaven, a heavenly Jerusalem.
那这个新耶路撒冷就像这里约翰所看到的高大的墙。
And this Jerusalem is like the one mentioned in here, with a great and high wall.
那么有在耶稣基督里面呢就是在这个高大的墙的保护之下
And if we are in Jesus Christ that we are protected with a high wall
这个墙就是耶稣基督的救恩
And that wall is the salvation of Jesus Christ
所以今天我们在主的这个恩典救恩的保护之下
So today we are under the salvation the protection of the Lord
我们有十分的平安
We enjoy security
我们来参考一下尼西米耶利米书
Let's turn to Jeremiah
耶利米书在十六章
16
耶利米书的26章
26 Jeremiah chapter 26
耶利米书对不起这不是的说错了这个耶利米书第25章
25 sorry
25章这里是耶利米所预言的我们看到25章
Verse 12, chapter 25, verse 12.
这里说七十年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。这个神借着耶利米就提到应许到七十年以后神要就要刑罚那些仇敌
God here through Jeremiah prophesied that he was going to punish his enemies in 7 years
所以这个巴比伦王来毁灭犹大国甚至把耶路撒冷城攻毁同时连圣殿都被毁
The Babylonians they came upon Jerusalem and destroyed the temple and a city.
但是这个不是永远的啊。
But that is not forever.
还有七十年满了以后啊，神就要来刑罚他们。
When the 70 years are fulfilled, God will punish them.
啊，那在这个巴比伦攻陷耶路撒冷的时候，这个城是荒凉的啊。
And the Babylonian desolate the city.
神的应许给以色列人的一个信心。
That is the promise and faith given by God.
他们会在脱离这个仇敌的压制。
They will escape from the capture and the captivity.
他们会回来重建这个耶路撒冷城。
And they'll come back to rebuild the holy city.
所以在圣殿重建之后，他们在接下来就是要把城墙重修起来。
So after finishing the rebuilding of the temple, now they are to build the city wall.
那重修起来就是要能够得到安全的保障。
And the purpose of the city wall is for security and protection.
那这个像新耶路撒冷一样高大的这个墙。
And just like the heavenly Jerusalem with a high and great wall.
有神的天使在那里做保障保护。
With the angels sitting on the gates for protection.
所以以色列十二个支派就会很平安。
So the 12 tribes of Israel will be very secure.
那这个今天在我们来说就是我们的信心信心的生活的一个建立。
In today's term, that is to build our life of faith.
我们对神的保护在耶稣基督里面有平安这样的信心应该要建立起来。
We enjoy the peace by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说我们在世上有苦难，但是我们在他里面有平安。
Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but in me you will have peace.
现在我们看以赛亚书二十六章。
Isaiah 26.
以赛亚书二十六章。
Isaiah 26.
第一节
Verse 1
以赛亚书二十六章第一节
Isaiah 26 verse 1
二十六章第一节说当那日在犹大地人必唱着歌说我们有坚固的城主要将救恩定为城墙为外国敞开城门使守信的义民得以进入第三节
Three.
艰辛倚靠你的你必保守他十分平安因为他倚靠你第四节
Four.
说你们当倚靠主直到永远因为主是永久的磐石从这一段让我们很清楚的了解
From these paragraphs, we understand clearly.
当那日，就是指的这个城墙建立起来，也就是今天在基督里面的这个日子。
In that day, that is the day the wall is rebuilt. That is the day we are in Jesus Christ.
在当时预言着神的这个城墙建立起来之后，很坚固。
And it prophesied that when the city wall of the city of God was rebuilt is very secure.
So, 我们有坚固的城。
We have a very strong city.
神将救恩定为城墙。
God makes salvation is wall.
所以今天这个城墙的重建就是基督的救恩建立起来。
So today the city can be rebuilt as the salvation is established.
也就是我们的信心因信得救。信心的
建立。We're saved by faith.
所以有救恩的这个城墙的保护。
So have the wall of salvation to protect.
那今天在城里面进到城里头来的这一些守信的义民就是我们蒙神称义的这些百姓。
And those who enter the city, they are righteous nation.
我们进到这个城里头来。
And we all enter the city.
第三节说艰辛倚靠主的。
With three, those who mind is steadfast on the Lord.
神必保守他十分平安。
God will keep them in perfect peace.
因为他依靠神。
Because he trusts in you.
这个就是我们信心的坚定信心的一个建立。
That is the firm foundation of the faith being established.
因为到末后的日子呢，撒旦会被放出来。
Because at the end time, that Satan will be released.
他气氛氛围来到这个地上。
He come in wrath and come to this earth.
啊，那个时候啊，几乎是对他神给他一段短时间呢、啊，没有耶稣，没有对他加耶稣的时候，他会任意而行，而且第一个要对付的就是神的儿女。
And at that limited time that Satan will have freedom to attack all the people of God.
啊，这个时候啊，我们啊，唯有在主的救恩保护之下，我们才有平安。
At that time, we can only enjoy peace within the boundary of the city wall.
我们的信心呢，要非常坚定。
Our faith should be secured.
所以说，坚心依靠神。
Steadfast. For those who trust in the Lord.
这是我们要每个人个人的信心的这种建立。
As we should build our individual's faith.
哦，那么这样的神就会保守我们十分平安。
And God will keep us in perfect peace.
嗯，那第四节就告诉我们，
Verse 4,
勉励我们哈、
啊、，encourage us.
说你们当依靠神
，trust in the Lord forever.
永远依靠他，一直到永远。
Trust in Him forever.
因为啊。神是永久的磐石
Because the Lord is rock in eternal
所以这个城墙是很坚固的
So this city is very steadfast、
哦、所以这个把城墙重修起来这个、也是建立我们信心的生活
So to rebuild a city wall means that we rebuild the life of faith、
哦、那这个城墙要没有破洞
This city wall should not have a hole
就证明说我们的信心是完全的
So that our faith is perfect.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
保罗也希望我们有这样子，完全的信心。
Paul, hope that we can have such a perfect faith.
那就会得到耶稣基督啊的保守
，so that we can have the protection from Jesus Christ，
就有十分的平安。
That is a perfect peace。
我们看到第六节
，verse 6，
腓立比书四章六节七节啊
，Philippians 4 verse 6，
就说应当啊一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。啊、神所赐出人意外的平安必在以基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念、哦、这个就是使、啊、神的一个保护
This is the protection from God
那我们要有信心
We should have faith、
啊、应当一无挂虑
Do not be anxious about anything
这种信心是没有破洞的
That is a faith without any beat、
啊、好像雅各书里面说没有一点点的疑惑
Just like James said that We should pray without doubt
这个就是完全的信心
That is a perfect faith
没有挂虑没有疑惑
Without anxious
只有祷告
Only prayer
完全的信靠
Only pray and trust in God
完全的交托
Totally trust in Him
这一种信心的生活是需要我们在生活当中去学习去建立的
This kind of attitude need to be learned and cultivated in our daily life
好像城墙有建立一样一块石头一块石头这样叠起来一段一段这样去把它完成的
Just like when you build a city wall you have to build a stone by a stone and then step by step
只要我们把这个信心建立起来
As soon as we establish the faith
第七节都告诉我们了
Verse 7
神所赐给我们的是出人意外的平安
At the peace of God which transcends all understanding
也就是说以赛亚书那里说了十分平安
And that is exactly what I say I mean Perfect peace
好那么这种平安呢就是要在基督耶稣里面来保守我们
And this kind of peace will guard our hearts in mind in Jesus Christ
我们的心怀意念呢就很平安
And then our mind and heart will be in peace
我们在这个城里头啊不管外面有多大的这些危险患难但是在耶路撒冷城里头我们心是很安稳的
If we are inside the city no matter how great the storm outside but in the city we can enjoy peace
所以我们一定要学习第六节这种信心的生活
So we have to learn about the verse 6 the faith
凡事 不管什么事情要懂得祷告。
No matter in anything, everything we should present our request by prayer.
要晓得祈求。
No petition.
也要加上感谢。
With thanksgiving.
在你祷告的时候不要加上感谢。
When we pray, we should pray with thanksgiving.
在你祈求的时候要加上感谢。
When you pray or present your petition to God, you should give thanks.
要晓得凡事告诉神。
And know that tell God everything.
这是一种学习。
That is a kind of learning.
有些人跟神没有话说。
Some people do not know how to talk to God.
那这样的话，在这种信心的上面就会显得不完全。
And the kind of faith is not perfect.
那我们要学习到凡事都跟他说。
We have to learn and to tell God everything.
什么事情都跟神讲。
Tell God everything, anything.
我们能够达到这样子的话，这个城墙修得很完全了。
And if we can have this attitude, then a city wall can be rebuilt.
有时候我们会忘记。
Sometimes we may forget.
有时候我们就不懂得跟他说什么。
Sometimes we don't know what to tell God.
像有一些青年。
Just like some you.
他们是很关心自己的终身大事。
They pay attention to their marriage, the future marriage.
但是他不懂得向神说。
But they didn't know how to tell it to God.
我告诉说，那你把你的心里想跟主耶稣讲啊。
You should just tell all your thought to God.
他说不好意思啊。
But he say, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
哪什么不好意思的。
Oh, why would you feel embarrassed?
你想什么你都可以跟他说。
Because you can tell God anything.
这是一种信心啊，所以这一方面他就显得没有信心跟耶稣说了。
It's a kind of faith, and you lack this kind of faith.
他说不好意思啊。
They said, oh, it's so embarrassed.
这一方面的信心显得很弱。
So they have very weak faith.
可是这件事情又是最重要的事情。
But rather, this matter is the most important matter in his life.
所以这个破绽啊，撒旦就会进来。
So this kind of beach, and Satan will come in through it.
一个破洞啊。
And that is a loophole.
所以你看，这个撒旦就是往这个出洞进来，仇敌就从这进来。
So Satan identified this weakness, and he will come in through it.
如果这边呢，我们这个信心是坚强的，他进不来。
But if our faith is steadfast, he has no way to enter.
所以我们看到一些在这一方面信心方面很坚强的信心，他就会跟神说：“我心里想什么，我就跟神说。”
And we know that some people they have strong faith, and they will tell God whatever in their heart.
那就好了。
That is good.
有一些青年，他说：“哇，他心里很喜欢某某人。”
Some youth they like someone.
那怎么办？
And
你不能用人的这个说，我要去怎么样去追求，不是这样子的。
You should not use a human method to try to pursue and try to help yourself.
我告诉他，你可以祷告。
I tell him, you can pray.
如果是合乎神的旨意，
If it is God's will,
神会成全你。
God will fulfill it.
如果不是，
If it's not,
你不要勉强。
Do not force it.
那他就懂得祷告啊。
And you know how to pray.
那么开始的时候，他们好像这两个青年感觉到他们心里都有这样的共鸣。
And the two youth together, they feel the same in their heart.
两边方面的家长很反对。
Yeah, at the beginning, that the family, the parents of two families are very strongly opposite.
那怎么办？
Opposite. What happened? What should they do?
你不能用人的方式去做这个事情。
You cannot use human way to solve the problem.
这个就要学习祷告啊。
You have to pray by faith.
两个人都要祷告。
Two persons must pray together.
告诉神。
Tell God.
你想什么你就跟他讲。
Tell God whatever you think.
祷告，如果是神的旨意。
If it is God's will.
等候神的旨意。
Wait for God's will.
时候到，神会感动双方的父母同意这件事情。
God will move the parents to agree in this matter.
结果他们经过了一年的祷告。
And they pray for 1 year.
哎，父母同意了。
And finally the parents agree.
结婚了。
And they got married.
现在在美国。
Now they're living in the US.
所以这个信心啊，要建立，这个信心的生活一定要建立起来。
So they have to rebuild. We have to rebuild the life of faith.
这一节圣经是保罗讲的，这两节圣经太好。
These two verses are so good.
十分的平安，十分的平安。
Perfect peace.
因为我们的心怀意念呢，在耶稣基督里面得到保守，这就是十分平安的。
Because our hearts and mind are guarded by in Jesus Christ, so that we can enjoy perfect peace.
这个心怀意念得到保守啊，你看这个箴言第四章那里怎么说啊
？Look at the Proverbs chapter 4.
这个就是十分平安。
That is perfect peace.
我们看这一节啊， 箴言第四章的二十三节吧。
Proverbs 4:23。
第四章二十三节。今天我们最重要，不是说哎呀，这个身体要平安。就主耶稣说杀身体不杀灵魂，你不要怕他，这个没有。
The most important thing is not to guard our body because we are too afraid of whom who can kill the soul, not the body.
要关心我们的安全是什么？我们的心的安全。
The what we should guard, we should guard our heart.
好，看二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
你要保守你的心啊，胜过保守一切。
Above all else, guard your heart.
因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
For it is the wellspring of life.
所以今天你要求保守安全是要心，而不是这个身体。
Today, the true security comes from guarding your heart, not the body.
这个身体啊，不用什么担心的。
You don't have to worry your body.
我们还是因为活在这个世上，有生病啊，有一些。意外的事情，这个是难免的啦。
Sometimes we live in this world, we'll get sick or face accident.
这个本来就是会坏、会老、会衰。
This body is corruptible. Is one day it will corrupt.
不用担心的。
You don't have to worry about it too much.
要关心的是心呢。
But the things you should pay attention is our heart.
那这个心呢，又是魔鬼最喜欢去得着的。
And your heart is the place that Satan wants to come in.
你看这个犹大是怎么失败的。
Like the process of failure of Judas.
他吃了主耶稣那个饼之后，说撒旦就入了他的心。
And he ate the bread, and Satan came into his heart.
他就出去卖耶稣了。
And then he came out to betray Jesus.
你看亚拿尼亚为什么他夫妇为什么死掉
？Ananias couple, why they will fail?
这个彼得说亚拿尼亚为什么撒旦充满你的心呢
？Peter said, Ananias, why Satan fill your heart?
你看。所以那个心没有保守住
Because he could not keep his heart.
犹大的失败就心没有保守住，撒旦进去。
Judas failure is because he didn't guard his heart. Satan entered his heart.
他灭亡了。
So he perished. 亚
拿尼亚夫妇死掉。
Ananias couple they died.
因为撒旦充满他的心。
Because Satan filled their heart.
你看，心没有保守住，完蛋，整个人就完蛋了。
They did not guard their heart and they fail.
那今天这个我们的心要怎么样才能得到保守
？So today, how do we guard our heart?
你看保罗所说的这两节圣经啊，记在心里不会错的。
So please remember the verses set by Paul.
这是我一直在学习的啊。
There's the lesson that I keep learning.
什么碰到什么事情，我要记住这两节圣经。
Whatever I encounter, I remember these two verses.
圣经的话是很好用的。
The verses, the word in the Bible is very useful.
应当应挂虑，不用挂虑什么。
Without worrying about anything.
但是你一定要会祷告。
But you need to know how to pray.
你懂得怎么样告诉神。
You know to tell God what you think.
在这样的祷告的生活里头。
Through the life of prayer and the daily life.
神一定是给我们意外的平安。
God will give you a peace that transcends all understanding.
保守我们的心怀意念在耶稣基督里面是最安全的。
And will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ.
这样我们的生命呢就十分的安全。
And then a peace, we can enjoy perfect peace.
这个就是我们要学习要建立起来。
That is the things we should learn and establish.
这是我们的信心的生活，叫做城墙的重建。
That is the rebuilding of the city wall.
因为被世上这些仇敌破坏。
Because it has been destroyed or damaged by the things in the world.
我们看亚伯拉罕的信心的生活是怎么样。
Let's look at the Abraham's faith.
开始的时候他还不完全。
At the beginning that his faith was not that perfect.
到了这个后来差不多99岁的时候。
When he was 99 years old.
他信心的这个城墙就建立起来了。
And he has finished building his wall of faith.
我们看他到埃及到这个迦南地的时候。
When he came to the land of Canaan.
他的这个信心呢这个墙是还有破绽。
There was loophole in his wall of faith.
不完全的。因为他碰到饥荒的时候他下埃及去了。
When there was a famine, he went down to Egypt.
我们看一下这个《创世纪》十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis.
十二章哈。
12。
这个是亚伯拉罕刚开始的时候，所以人他对神，他顺从神的这种呼召显出他的这个单纯的信心来。
He followed God's calling and showed his sincere faith.
但是呢， 看到第十节十二章第十节的时候，在生活上的这种信心呢，它就显得不够了。
But in verse 10 we know that the faith in his life is not that enough.
所以神要他学习信心的生活。
So God want him to learn a life of faith.
因此呢，就让他遇到这个饥荒。
So that let him to encounter the famine.
来，我们看到亚伯兰这一刻就还没有学会。
And Abraham did not succeed in this lesson.
他还是用人的方式去处理这个问题。
He solved the problem by human ways.
哎，哇，这个地方有饥荒怎么办
？Now we have a famine. What should we do?
啊，埃及那边没有饥荒。
Oh, Egypt has no famine.
这个很自然的、啊，我们离开这个地方，到一个没有饥荒的地方。
It's so natural to depart from a place with famine and go to a place full of food.
那他想要到那个地方去啊，哇，又有害怕。
But he was afraid when he came down to Egypt.
所以就有这个啊、说，哎呀，你叫他妻子说，你是我妹妹就好。
So he told his wife and say, just tell people that you are my sister only.
你看他这样的话。啊，我就因你得平安了。
And then I will have peace because of you.
我也很弱的。
So at the time we can see the weakness in his faith.
那么到了埃及去的时候
，When he came down to Egypt，
真正这种啊危险就临到他了。
And the danger came upon him.
这个危险很厉害的，这个危险会丧失啊神对他一切的应许。
It was very dangerous because that God's promise maybe go let go because of this.
因为太太被法老带走了。
And because his wife was captured by Pharaoh.
这个是不得了的事情。
It's a very serious thing.
这个整个就完蛋了，神的应许就完蛋了。
Because God's promise will let go and not
fulfill. 神啊，神为了要啊保守成全呢、啊。神对他的应许。
So because God wanted to keep His promise.
神保守他。
God protect Abraham.
所以亚伯兰在这方面信心软弱。
At the time, Abraham was weak in his faith.
神爱他，神保守他。
God loved him and guard him.
所以撒拉呢没有被这个破坏啊。
So Sarah was saved and come back.
啊，那么撒拉得到保守。
Sarah was kept.
哎，这样子他。然后他又平安地回来，离开埃及，回到迦南地。
And then he come back to land of Canaan in peace.
这是一种学习啊。
This is a kind of lesson.
哦，所以又慢慢到到十七章的时候，九十九岁的时候。
So in chapter 17, when he was
神对他说的话，就是要他的信心达到完全。
God tell him the things that want his faith to be perfect.
到十七章这个第一节啊。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
亚伯兰九十九岁的时候，神向他显现。
When Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him.
他对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”这个完全人跟全能的神是要结合在一起的。
God Almighty and be perfect man.Should be matching to each other.
好，意思也就是说有完全的信心。
That is, you should have a perfect faith.
全能的神。
God Almighty.
你所信的是全能的神。
The God you believe is God Almighty.
那你的信心就是完全的信心。
And your faith should be blameless.
所以以后保罗在罗马书第十章那里说，亚伯兰所信的神是那叫。死人复活，使无变为有的神，就是全能的神。
The ten tells that the God whom Abraham believed is the one who can raise the dead.
这个保罗对这一句话啊，这里啊，双书记这一句话的了解就是这个样子。
And that is poor understanding on these verses.
亚伯兰所信的这个全能的神，就是叫死人复活，叫。是无变为有的神。
And the God Abraham believed is the Almighty God raised the dead and also make something from nothing.
啊，所以我们要有完全的信心。
So that we should have a perfect faith.
啊，所以我们看到到以撒的时候呢
，A time of Isaac.
神就告诉他，你不要下埃及去啊。
God told him that you should not go down to Egypt.
所以你看，以撒他在这方面就很完全。
So Isaac has a better faith in this matter.
结果他所得到的是十分的平安，是神的啊。百倍的赐福。
So we enjoy a perfect peace and a great blessing from God.
这个就是信心生活的建立。
That is the rebuilding of the life of faith.
在我们一切所生活上所碰到的大大小小的事情去学习。
From all the things that you encounter in the daily life, we learn from it.
那我们这个城墙就建立起来了。
And that's the way that we rebuild the wall.
那我们在基督耶稣里面神的救恩里的我们有十分的平安。
So that we can enjoy perfect peace in Jesus Christ.
好，我们休息一下。
Let's take a break.